I'm Trevor Castle. We're joined now by Kyle Nelson for our Football Friday Night coverage on KNIA KRLS. Kyle, thanks so much for joining us. Could you start, maybe just give me a little background about where, you know, where'd you grow up? How'd you end up at Central? When'd you play at Central? Just a little bit of background in your detail.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me. I grew up in a little town in Northwest Iowa by the name of Aurelia, and it was a 1987 grad, and so played at Central football years from 87 to 90. So I'm a 1991 graduate. At the time, Central and Buena Vista were kind of the two big dogs in the conference, and Aurelia is right next to Storm Lake. And so I remember distinctly the fall of 80, must have been fall of 86, when Central, they were doing battle for the conference title. So Central won the conference title, and I remember I had heard through the grapevine that Skipper was ticked off because they had to go back up to Buena Vista, even though they just beat them, and for the first round of playoffs. And of course, they shut them out that day. But it was just one of those things where the more I visited Central, it just left a mark on me. I mean, I remember my appointments with faculty members, with coaches. I remember my tour guide. I remember everything about the visit. I remember Coach Jones, who's on the staff right now, taking me to lunch that day. And so it was just one of those things that when you're making a college decision, you know, sometimes those things just kind of make a mark on you, and it certainly did. So.
And then, yeah, you'd live in Pella now. Did you stick around, you know, after college, or did you come back to Pella? How did that come about?
No, for I worked at the college for several years, first in the admissions office, and then I had obviously met my wife at Central. And so when she graduated, we moved to Illinois for 3 or 4 years. I did graduate work and worked at a community college while Jill was in her first teaching job. And then when Coach Kack took over at Central, he had reached out about an alumni position at Central and then helping him coach. And so I did that for 5 years. And then when Grant was born, the salary wasn't very, in fact, I don't think we had a salary back then when I was helping with football. It was one of those things. I had four kids under the age of, under the age of six. And it was time for me to be more present. So anyway, I coached there and then worked at Central again for, another 3 or 4 years before I decided to do something else. So,
yeah. So now been around the Pella community for quite some time.
Yeah. So we moved back in 97. And again, when you never intend necessarily to stay in Pella, right? Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things when, life starts to happen. You have kids and you have a great church and you have a great school system and your job just keep you here. And before you know it, I mean, 25 years have passed and it's like, oh my goodness, we're old now.
So. We're not old yet.
Yeah, we're not old yet.
It's a long way to go. So talk to me, what's it like, I guess maybe before talking about on the field, but what was it like helping Grant through the process of figuring out where he wanted to go to school, whether Central was the right fit for him, and kind of, I'm sure, a little balance between, like, obviously you want what's best for Grant, but probably somewhere in your heart you're like, I want him to play at Central too.
Well, yeah, for sure. With all of our kids, we wanted – it has to be their decision, right? Make no mistake, as they were growing up, we spent a lot of time over at Central, whether it be in the gyms or Sunday afternoon on the football field with my three boys, or it didn't matter. We were there a lot. And so there was just this kind of ingrained kind of sense of, hey, we're a Central family from the get-go. And so certainly I wanted – any of my kids would have loved to have gone to Central. Our oldest daughter Reagan did; she played volleyball there. The other two decided to go someplace else. And then with Grant, it came down between Drake, Dort, and Central. And I'm pretty sure that none of the other male from the Iowa conferences never made it to Grant. So I don't know how that happened. I don't know if it just fell out on the street when I got it from the mailbox, or if it somehow made it into the garbage. I'm not sure how that happened, but there might have been a little influence there. Anymore, it's text messages and you know, all that kind of thing. But we visited all three schools, and it was just one of those things where it was Grant's decision the whole way. And again, I think it. When he stepped on campus and interacted with the strength coaches and the football coaches and the faculty and matched with what he wanted to do academically in the pre-med area, I think it was a simple choice for him. And then, obviously, I was thrilled. And so, to have him playing is awesome. You know, and I think, and you know, I think the folks out in Radio Land will get this. You want your kids to thrive in whatever they do, and particularly if they love it, and you want to support them in whatever they choose to do. And it's just been easy and a thrill just to not only watch any of my kids excel, but this might be a little extra special because I was part of it, you know, at one point too. So.
Yeah, you wore the C on your helmet, right? And now Grant's wearing that same old school now Central C on his helmet. What kind of emotions go through you on game day, or as you do, you know, you watch out there and see your son doing what you did 30 years ago?
Well, it's a thrill. Yeah, I get nervous, just like I think any parent would. He's a lot better than I was, and so just the idea that. That he gets to impact the game in some way, and impact his teammates in some way, whether it's, you know, whether he's on the field or, you know, on the sidelines. I'm proud.
I learned something new this morning. Rich Schulte was telling me about Down by the River. And that's something that they still do at Central all these years later. And he says, you brought that to Central. Can, first of all, what is Down by the River? And give me a little bit of the backstory on that.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe he brought that up. As some may know about me, I have a little bit of a big mouth. And I have a loud voice. And so when things were getting, in practice, if things were kind of, there emotion wasn't there, the intensity wasn't there. You know, there were a few of us that coach would look to kind of get the juice going. And at the end of one practice, I don't even know where it came from. I think it was a cheer from back in where I grew up, and I modified it. And I remember one of the captains, it might have been my freshman year, Nelson, break us down. And so I got in there and I did the stupid cheer, and it still sticks 30 years later. It's sticking to this day. And so I'm surprised by that, but I think it's something they do, and they've probably modified it a little bit every Thursday night when they break down before the week. And so, I forgot about that, but yeah, that's true. They still do that.
Would you indulge me? Pretend it's Wartburg week and we're playing the Knights. What would the cheer be?
It's not going to give the same effect if I don't yell. Okay, it goes down by the river.
Down by the river.
I took a little walk.
I took a little walk.
I met up with a knight.
I met up with a knight.
And we had a little talk.
And we had a little talk.
I dunked him in the river.
I dunked him in the river.
And I strung him on the line.
And I strung him on the line.
We can beat them knights.
We can beat the knights.
Any old time.
Any old time.
Beat them knights. Beat them knights. Beat them knights. Yeah!
And so 30 years later, they're still doing that. You've left a legacy behind. That's got to feel pretty cool.
Well, it would have been nice if I would have left an All-American legacy. But if nothing else, if it's something that they want to incorporate in their week, that's fine. So I can't believe we just did that.
I can. That's awesome. Okay, so the other piece of this that I think is really cool is, you know, you played with Rich.
Yeah.
You know, you both stuck around town. Now both your kids, you know, Grant and Cam are playing together. To me, that just speaks, you know, it's your own little family situation, but also to what Central means and what the Central football family means. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah. It's ironic because for sure with Rich, and Rich and I communicate all the time via text, you know, just whether it be football or, you know, other things in life. You just, you know, when you go through a kind of a common experience, you know, in a struggle and adversity. It just kind of brings you together no matter what. And I travel the state with my job, and inevitably, you know, I'm running into former teammates. You know, I'm running into school administrators and principals and teachers and coaches. And, you know, inevitably it goes back to the days when, you know, 30 years ago or more, or a memory that they've had. We've lost some teammates. And so recently we've had some funerals of teammates, even though we're young. And, you know, and we're losing parents. And so I just recently, I went to one of my teammates I traveled with or stayed with on the road on our road trips. His parents passed away. And so I went to their, you know, went to one of their, visitations. And so it was just, you know, it's just one of those things that you keep in contact. It's, you have a, and I'm sure that Grant's going to have, you know, his buddies. I'm sure that those 10 guys that he hangs out with, they're going to have lifelong friendships. And really, I mean, if we're honest, that's what D3 football is all about, right? I mean, it's about being a student, a gentleman, an athlete, as Coach Skipper would always say. And, you know, these guys are all going to have great jobs. They're going to be successful in their careers. They're going to be great dads, at least that we're hoping, great dads and great contributors to their community. And then, you know, and we want to win games along the way. That makes it a ton more fun, right? And so the experience might not be as great if you don't win, but I love the idea behind Central Football is, you know, we're winners here, you know, and we want to win, and we're going to do our dangest to do that. It's interesting. Rich was a teammate and Joe Ritzert, when I was coaching at Central for that short period of time, and the Miracle in the Mud. And so it was, I have that connection with Joe now too, with Peyton being there. And so again, it's this whole kind of shared experience kind of thing that you could enjoy, you know, for years.